The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a radio play by Mark Piero and Ian Coutts. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? Inspector Nottingham Forest of Scotland Yard is the only man who can solve this crime. With 20 years of service in the police and another 20 years before that in Her Majesty's Imperial Army, he is absolutely sick and tired of working for a low wage and constantly being passed over for promotion. Inspector Forrest works with his trusted sidekick, Hamilton the Academical. Hamilton has a pensive, peaceful and positive approach to life and work. This puts him in a unique position to disagree with everything Inspector Forrest says and does. In this episode, we meet a witness to the first murder, a gutter snipe who goes by the name of Gutter Snipe. He's a frightened, simple man who only wants to stay on the right side of the law. We also meet Inspector Forrest's hated boss, Detective Inspector Williams. His contempt for Forrest is noticeable. And now, sit back and enjoy the story. It is late Victorian London. The foggy alleyways and sewerage-riddled streets of the slums were a breeding ground for crime and depravity. In fact, they were years ahead of their time. This was the age when the masses were uneducated, unhealthy, and unwanted. How fast that changed when politicians needed their votes. Consequently, this was a time of foul deeds, depravity, and cruel, malicious characters. And that was just the police. Scene 1. A dark alleyway in the East End of London.
I say, young man.
Who do you think you're calling a young man? I'm a gutter snipe.
I will call you what I like.
Now, my brother Stanley, he is a young man, but he's older than me. Now, he used to be a gutter snipe, but when my brother Ollie was born, we had to make way for the urchin. Now, you see...
Be silent, you lower class wretch. What are you bending over for?
Well, you will be wanting to kick me senseless, sir.
Of course I will be wanting to kick you senseless. I am of blue blood, and this is my God-given right. You, however, are blood-sucking, are not God-given, and have no rights. Therefore, you will not be bending over until I tell you to do so. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I did not say you could stand back up.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I did not say you could bend back down either.
Oh, yes, begging your pardon.
Now stay exactly where you are until I tell you to do otherwise.
Oh, yes.
Right then, stand up. Bend down, wait for it.
Oh, yes, thank you, sir.
Now tell me where Whitechapel Road is, filthy hound.
Now, funny you should say that, because my cousin Fred, now he is a filthy hound. He comes from a long line of filthy hounds up Battersea Way.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I've been more than unreasonable with you. I can contain my frustration not a moment longer. I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yes.
I will find Whitechapel Road myself, putrid vagabond. Is anybody there? I say, you there. I say, tell me where the white... What is this? By thunder, and hand me this instant. Oh no! Oh my God, my britches! Help! Ah!
But who could have committed such a heinous crime? Only one man in England could solve this foul deed. None other than Sherlock Holmes. But the production company could not afford the radio rights for him. So they chose someone else with twice the character, twice the intellect, and only half the price. None other than Inspector Nottingham Forest of the Yard.